1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 8 degrees under sunny skies. We'll keep the sunny skies and temperatures only warming up to 11 on this Friday. Some good news in the past hour as 6-day-old Caden Powell was found. Town of Beloit Police Chief Steve Kopp says law enforcement have been working nonstop to find the newborn since he went missing yesterday morning.
At approximately 10:15 this morning, Police Chief Mike Horahan, West Branch, Iowa Police Department, found Caden in a tote bag swaddled in blankets at a gas station near Interstate 80.
Powell is getting a medical evaluation before being reunited with his parents. He is described to be in excellent health. The Sochi opening ceremonies are underway. Fox News Radio Simon Owen has this report.
The lights are dimmed in the Olympic Stadium here with blocks of seating lighting up in time with dance music that's being played. Russia has spent an estimated $51 billion on these Winter Games, making them by far the most expensive Olympics ever, so we can probably expect a similarly big budget opening ceremony. The US team will eventually emerge for the athletes' parade in a few hours, decked out in Stars and Stripes cardigans.
A Milwaukee man will spend 2 years in prison for committing a strong-armed robbery in Sheboygan last August. 18-year-old Elias Luna pled no contest this week to armed robbery and robbery with threat of force charged for the August 25th incident. Luna approached a Sheboygan man with a baseball bat in the 900th block of Erie Avenue, and he and a 16-year-old companion stole the man's wallet and cell phone. Authorities were able to use the cell phone to track Luna down and arrest him 2 days later. Judge James Bulgert sentenced Luna on Monday to the prison time, followed by 2 years extended supervision. We're learning more about why a 17-year-old boy stabbed his brother to death in Washington County. John Meerdink has the story.
The 17-year-old suspect confronted his 20-year-old brother as the 20-year-old was packing to leave for the National Guard. When the younger brother accused the elder of taking some of his things, a fight started. The younger boy grabbed a knife, and at some point during the fight, the older brother was stabbed in the chest. He later died in surgery. The 17-year-old is charged with first-degree reckless homicide.
A 20-year-old Manitowoc man is due in court on Monday to face charges in connection with a bizarre car versus bike crash that injured a 56-year-old Manitowoc man last month. Damon Ryan has more.
Court records show that Jamie Hang was charged yesterday with first-degree recklessly endangering safety and hit-and-run causing injury, both felonies in the January 18th incident. Stephen Gove was treated for cuts to his head and leg and had glass removed from his eyes. Police say Hang was driving his vehicle Saturday night, January 18th, when he allegedly struck Gove at the intersection of Marshall and South 16th Streets. Gove, who was delivering newspapers on his three-wheel bike, flew through Hang's windshield and was stuck there while Hang continued driving. After noticing Gove, Hang locked his car and fled the scene. With the help of a witness, he was located shortly afterwards at his residence and taken to jail. I'm Damon Ryan reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
A Hilbert man will spend 8 years in prison for driving his car into 10 motorcycles on Highway 51 near Fond du Lac on May of 2012, killing two and injuring seven others. 27-year-old Clinton Lovelace was sentenced in Fond du Lac yesterday. Eric Van Dam of Michigan lost a leg in the accident.
I was gunning for 12. I would have been thrilled with 12. Eight. I mean, I understand the judge's predicament.
Robbery charges are expected to be filed today against one of three people arrested in the theft of a 300-year-old Stradivarius violin in Milwaukee. Police recovered the $5 million instrument on Wednesday night, and an official of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra says it is in good shape.
It looks the way it's supposed to look. The bridge is intact, the sound post is still up, and you know all the strings are there. So we have pretty strong confidence that the violin is fine.
AAA is telling motorists to be ready for rising prices at gas pumps in the near future. They say refineries across the country will be performing routine winter maintenance and start producing the more expensive summer blend. This will lead to lower supplies and a temporary spike in gas prices. The rise is an annual event, and how high it will get and how long it lasts is unknown. The past few years have seen the state AAA average get above $3.75 a gallon. Gas prices have stayed steady since 2014 began. The state average today, $3.26 a gallon for unleaded regular, only up 2 cents from this time last month. Sheboygan County gas prices range from $3.21 to $3.29. This month is American Heart Month. Lindsay Scheidel with the American Heart Association reminds us that the first Friday of every February is National Wear Red Day to recognize that heart disease remains the number one killer of women.
Yeah, so heart disease is still our number one killer of both men and women. It actually affects more women than men, and it's more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. One in three women are affected by heart disease, whereas one in 30 women are affected by cancer.
The majority of cardiac events could be prevented. That means getting proper nutrition, exercise, know your numbers, and stop smoking. The sturgeon spearing season begins tomorrow. Winnebago sturgeon biologist Ryan Koenigs says favorable ice and clarity conditions should make for a better season this year.
From 2010 to 2012, we saw an increase every year. And the last 2 years since 2012, we've actually seen a decrease in license sales, about 5% each of the last 2 years. And we attribute that mostly to just the last couple of years we've had poor conditions for sturgeon spearing.
There are new daily hours for spearing this season from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. As for your forecast, sunny skies for this Friday, a high near 11 expected. Tonight, mostly clear, low near minus 6. Some snow tomorrow, high near 16. Currently 8 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. At 12:06.